Ever wanted to know what it takes to become a successful trader? Alex shares his journey to becoming a trader and interviews successful traders along the way to help you. You're listening to Be the Trader.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a quick moment to let you know I'm partnered with Cobra Trader. They're a great broker, give great discounts to all my listeners, especially if you're a short seller. Check them out, let them know you heard from the show. Hey guys, I just want to take a moment to share with you some awesome news. I just started a newsletter and you're probably like, what's so awesome about that? Well, it's not your typical newsletter because I'm going to give back to you, the people who subscribe to the newsletter. Number one, you will be getting updates on my YouTube exclusive videos, the podcast episodes, and articles and blogs all about trading. But how is it different? I'm going to give back to you guys. I'm going to select randomly different subscribers who are in the newsletter and give them either the opportunity to have a one-on-one call with me. Maybe I'll give them a free trading book, one of my favorite trading books, just to name one, Trading in the Zone. And also, and not only, because there's many, many more ideas that we're going to be doing and implementing. But another idea is maybe win the Billions box set. This popular show on Showtime, Billions, if you don't know about it, definitely look it up because it should be everyone's favorite show if you're a trader. At least it's one of my favorites. So I want to give back to you guys because you guys mean a lot to me. And I just don't want to only provide content, but I want to say thank you, right? And I provide content by saying thank you, but I also want to say thank you by giving back. So thank you guys, and you guys take care. Welcome back to Be the Trader, everybody. Today, I want to share with you some ideas and thoughts that have kind of come up today, really. Today is October 12th. It is my birthday, so I wanted to kind of record real quick this morning. I didn't really place any trades this morning, so kind of bored, but also reviewed TraderView, looked back from like November to October, and saw some insightful things, but also that made me feel kind of upset, excited, and at the same time, like, ugh, like, golly, like, really? And you might feel this way sometimes. You might look at your trader view, whatever you use to track your trades, and notice some things from time to time. And one thing that I noticed for myself is I made 70% of my money on 2 months. That was very, very eye-opening to me. And it was in March and April, I believe. And I think what is unique about that is I was like, okay, well, this is kind of interesting here. So I went ahead and reviewed those months, the biggest losses and the biggest winners. And it was pretty clear to me what was my biggest winners. Like, my biggest winners were overextension plays. And they were the majority of my gains those 2 months. And then I took a moment and I said, you know what, let me look at my biggest losses. And they were just plays that weren't really, they were mainly like gap and crap plays, I could say that. And some of them were overextended plays that just didn't work. Like I just rushed in. But the majority of them were not overextended plays. They were other setups, right? Gap and craps. Then I went to review my third biggest month, which was half of my second biggest month, right? So it wasn't great, but it was definitely, it was standing out on the charts. And I reviewed it and I was like, well, let's see what happened here. And this is a month where I was mainly trading gap and craps. And my two biggest losses were gap and craps. And my two biggest gains were gap and craps. But my two biggest losses were more than my biggest gains. Although I had more winners that month, so I had a good month. But it showed me that, maybe it's not for me. Like, maybe I'm too simple on that strategy. And I'm starting to see that maybe it's not a go-to setup for me, especially, these last 2 months, it has not been doing well. And I've been seeing all these traders who are short biased post on their own YouTubes, on Twitter, and they talk about how it's been a difficult month for them. Well, it's been a very difficult couple of months for me. I haven't made anything these past couple of months. In fact, I've been breaking even. This month, I'm down some. And so it's just very frustrating. And it's one of those things where you start to feel like you're losing your edge, right? You're starting to feel like you're losing your consistency. And that's what I feel like. And it makes me feel like maybe I should, you know, review, which is what I did. And when I reviewed, I was like, wow, this is so eye-opening, because there have been overextended plays every month. There might not be a lot, but they have been there, right? They've been there. And then this month, I don't know if it was this month or if it was November or September, we had Sundub, SPI, OXBR. Like, those were WWR. Those were all overextended plays that were great setups and ended up dying really well. So I can't make the excuse that they weren't there. They're not there often. Now, that's something I'm going to talk about. Like, when I think of strengths, like, my trading strength is I can hold. My trading strength is I'm patient. I can hold till my risk is hit and hold till my profit target. My strength is I cut my losses no matter what, when it hits my risk level, no matter what. And whatever my plan is before I end the trade, I determine a risk area. And whatever that is, if it's ever breach, I'm out. Like, there's no second guessing. There's no anything about it. And I can recognize setups, like, pretty quickly. Now, I say that loosely, though, because I can recognize the overextended. That's so easy. I mean, all of us can recognize that. But those are really my strengths. Now, my weaknesses are I want to make money, right? I mean, I'm going to be honest. That's why I trade. Like, I want to make money. Another weakness is sometimes I am impatient. It's not that I'm impatient. It's more of when I realize I only have one setup that's really great, then I become frustrated, flustered, and want to trade new setups to try. But instead of trading them with paper money, I trade them with real money, real small. And at the end of the day, like, I should be trading them with paper money. But my ego says, that makes no sense, just trade with real money. So that's a weakness of mine. And I'm impatient with finding new strategies, with trying something new that works. That is where my impatience is. But I have patience on my A-plus setup. Now, that comes down to the gap and crap. Like, I started that trading that strategy because I was impatient. Like, I wasn't seeing my setup, so I was like, I gotta find something that works, that's consistent. And I thought it was gap and crap. And I was making some good money, but the numbers don't lie. Like, it's not doing too hot like I thought it was. And at the end of the day, it's probably break even at best, maybe 50-50. And I think it's largely because I am too loose with my criteria. You know, I talked to Dux and he was just giving me ideas of how he thinks about it. And so it makes me, you know, open my head up a little bit more and makes me think, man, maybe this is why it is a 50-50, like, crapshoot for me, right? And then I'm at the point where I lost sight of why I'm doing this and part of it. And then not the full picture, right? I'm doing it because I want to provide value. I want to help as many people as possible. I want to be able to provide insight of what it's really like to go through the ups and downs. I want to go share insight on, you know, it's not easy to do this, even if you work your ass off. Like, it's not easy. And I want to share insight on, you know, maybe a future relative of mine watches this and they see, man, like, either A, holy crap, like, why was he so stubborn? How come he didn't adjust? Or B, he kept, you know, great job that he was stubborn and he kept pushing forward. Or, and then C, like, don't give up. Chase what you're going to go do, whatever it is. But the part I lost insight on is, I'm not doing this just for me. And I think that's where I lost insight. Like, I think when I'm thinking about just myself and trading and I'm doing it just for me, then I can disappoint myself, right? I'm okay with that. I'm not really, you know, but like, it's not as much weight than if I disappoint my future kids. you know, my family. And I don't mean it as a negative thing, like, you need approval. I'm talking about, I need to look at my strengths and be like, okay, I have, my strength is patience. And my strength is being able to wait for the big moves. And for the longest time, I have been weak in that area recently. Not the longest time, but recently. And so I feel like, why don't I just utilize my strength to be patient, to wait for the overextended plays that may not happen every day. They might happen once, twice a month, but kill it on those plays and make my month and make my year. And then show that you don't have to trade every day, that you might trade once a month, that you might trade five times a month. And while I'm doing that, when my play isn't there, then paper trade the new setup. And I should pick a paper trading strategy that is something I want to learn and something that potentially could happen often. And then paper trade it for a while. Because what is the rush, really? And when I think about that, the rush feels like I want to get there quick. I want to get to, you know, Tim Grittani's level, Roland Wolf, Ducks, Phil, like all these people's levels. But then I'm thinking, why am I comparing myself to them? And yes, I mean, I get it. Like, maybe you should have idols and people you look up to and where you want to reach. But at some point, it starts hurting yourself, right? Like, it's hurting me because now I'm like trying to figure out ways to trade every day. So I'm just saying, like, let me observe my strengths. Let me utilize my strength of patience to wait for it. Let me utilize my strength of discipline. I'm disciplined. I'm a very disciplined person. I work out Monday through Friday. To produce this show, the YouTube, the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, thanks. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell so you're notified for future episodes. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure, if you can, please give the show a rating review. It helps me find new listeners. And one thing to note, if you're listening on the podcast, check out the YouTube. And don't forget, guys, if you want to support the show in any other way, I appreciate you guys just being here, watching it. But you hit that join button, and I'm going to give back more to you. And it's just another way you can say thanks. But what I'm trying to say is utilize my strength to focus on being patient, being disciplined, waiting for the setup, right? And not feeling obligated to trade, and then using my discipline to trade using paper on the other, you know, setups I'm trying to learn, because that takes discipline too, right? Because the only reason, I mean, one of the reasons I can think of is pride and ego, that I'm trading paper on a strategy that I don't know. But then in actuality, I'm having humility. That's what I need. And I need to build that strength of humility. And I don't, that's something I'm weak at right now. And I can tell that because of the fact that I don't want to paper trade. So I need to focus on my strength. And I bring this up because I'm sure there's some of you guys out there who might have a strategy that you're really good at. And it might not happen often. And hopefully it's not like mine where it happens like once a month, right? But it might not. And I'm sure you feel like me where you're like, man, if I just only stick to that, I'd be great. You know, I'd be good. And imagine this. Let me put this in perspective. When you have a small account, it's hard to put in perspective. If let's just say your big wins are $100, right? And your losses are $30, 3-1, right? Something like that. And if you wait for your best setups and it only happens twice a month, then you make $200, which sounds shitty. Let's be honest. But it's still 3-1, and you just made 6R, right? But let's say you're someone like a big trader, right? And you have a big account. You have over, you know, $200,000 on your account. And now you're willing to risk maybe, let's just say it's $2,500. Or let's just say $3,000 per trade. And you only trade twice a month because your setup doesn't come up often. and then you made 6R. So in that case, you just made, what is that, 3? Let's just round up. So each 3R gain is $9,000, so $18,000. So that's different, right? And then if you only win on one and lose on one, then you make $8,000, right? Because you lose the 1R for 3R. So, and I think I did that math wrong, $6,000. So what I'm trying to say is it may not be that bad, but it's just bad because the way we perceive it. We're looking at the dollars. I'm looking at the dollars, right? And instead of looking at my win percentage, my gain percentage, my discipline, here's the other thing. I know what I'm good at. I feel very confident when I trade it. Like, it feels easy, right? If a trade feels easy, I think that's a good sign. The gap and crap, I was doing well at it, but it was always like extra stress. Like, I was definitely always worried that we're going to get a huge squeeze, a halt, and I was stuck on many halts. And luckily, I've been okay in every one of them, only lost 1R. But one of them, I lost 2R. And I was not happy with that because I was like, holy crap, this is not what I wanted to risk. And so it's important to know that perspective is really, really important. And it's something that I need to check. And it's something that I'm going to check. And part of me, you know, I provide tandem trading. If you don't know what that is, it's me just sharing my screen, sharing everything I'm doing, my thought process while I'm trading, what I'm thinking about before I enter the trade, while I'm in the trade, after the trade, and like there's no hindsight. And I do that because I want to train myself. I will rewatch that later. And if you haven't seen YouTube, check it out, Tandem Trading. You can watch those. I have a whole series of them. But I can't let that make me trade. Like, I only do that with my real account. So I don't want to force trades. And now I got to have that understanding that, okay, well, since I'm going to narrow down my setup to just that one setup, it's one, but there's a variety of it, right? There's overextension doesn't just mean, you know, 3 days, 4 days, 1 day. It could be 1 day. It could be 3 days. It could be 5 days. It's all relative, but it's still an overextended play. And if they don't happen often, maybe I just record 2-3 times a month, which kind of irks me a little bit because I want to provide more value, but I can't let that interfere with me. I gotta pursue my main goal, and that's to grow. So I think I need to start doing that. I think I need to narrow down, you know, hit the brakes, do what I'm good at, stop being so judgmental towards myself. Being open to new ideas and try those new ideas with paper. And we'll see what happens. And I'll track those. I don't even know if you can track those with TraderView, like a paper account. I don't know if you can do that. I have no clue. I'll check. I doubt it. But what I can do is just track it on Excel. And I think it's important that I only do one setup. Or maybe like two, but maybe one. If it's something that happens often. And if it's two, it's just a variety of the one. So that might be something I need to do, because if I do that, then I'll have something I can practice on. And I can build the confidence, and then over time, because here's the thing, if you're trading small and you're like, oh, I'll just trade small so I can feel it. And if I do well trading small, then I might get that ego involved. And I'm like, man, I should have made X. So then I size up, and then I'm not familiar yet enough with the strategy, and I take a big loss, right? That could happen. Or maybe I trade discipline, stay small, and trade for a month, 2 months, and find consistency. But at the end of the day, it's small, so it doesn't matter. So if I just trade paper with no stress, work on my strategy, and then start trading and start sizing up in it, it could easily just overshadow the other way. So this isn't a game of who can get to the quickest. This is a game of who can survive the longest. And so that's what I need to do. That's what I'm going to do. So I hope this helps someone out there who might be feeling the same way. Or if you've done this, let me know. Comment below and share with me your story. I'd love to know your story. I'd love to know how you have processed this kind of information that I'm throwing at you, and what you decided to do and what you found. Because there's so much out there that I don't know, that I'm still growing myself. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you do, please like, comment, and hit the bell so you're notified for more episodes like this. If you're watching, listening on the podcast, thanks so much for listening. And guys, all of y'all, if you can, share this with another listener, because it helps spread the word, and I really appreciate it. You guys take care.